Hare Krishna. Love is seen through expressed emotions and through concealed emotions too. Many times two people may have affection, may have love for each other, but they may not express that emotion. And because of not expressing the emotion, the other person may think, oh, this person doesn't care for me at all. And thus the relationship may become dry and may weaken, may even break down. So often there are counselors who encourage people to express their emotions, express their love through emotions. So through emotions and corresponding actions. So this is valuable advice, and it is important to not just keep our emotions buried in our heart, but to express them appropriately so that the loving reciprocation and the loving relationship is strengthened by that expression. At the same time, expressing emotions is not the only way to express love. Sometimes concealing emotions may be the necessary way to express love. For example, say if the child, if a young son is going far away for education, maybe to go to distant foreign land, and the parents have come to the airport to see their son off. Now at that time, the son is, the mother may be in tears thinking that the son whom she has born in her womb, whom she has nurtured so carefully for so many years, is now going to go so far away. And she may feel tears rushing down, she may feel like crying at that time. But at that time, even their son who is going far away may be nervous, may be apprehensive. And seeing the mother's tears may cause the son to break down, to lose courage, to lose morale, and may even decide not to go. So at that time, to encourage the son to go where it is required for education, the mother needs to conceal her emotions, you know, make sure that the tears don't come in the eyes, and smile and express her good wishes and give her blessings for the son to go and do well. So in this case, although the emotions are present, the emotions should not be expressed. By concealing the emotions, at that time, love is expressed. So now in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about the path of bhakti, at that time, some people get a question that the Bhagavad Gita talks about a very unemotional kind of bhakti. Repeatedly, Krishna tells Arjuna that, you know, be equipoised. So for example, in 12.17, Krishna tells, Yo na rishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manyas cha me priyaha. So it is stated, Yo na rishyati, one who does not become jubilant, na dveshti, one who does not become resentful. So when we get something good, we don't become delighted. When we get something bad, we don't become grudging and resentful. Na shochati na kangshati, nor do we lament, nor do we crave. We don't lament, oh, I don't have that, and we don't crave, when will I get it? So these two talks about two situations, when something happens and how we respond, and something doesn't happen and then how do we respond. And shubha shubha parityagi, one doesn't get obsessed, oh, thinking this is good, this is bad. Bhaktimans, a person who is endowed with devotion, yaha sacha me priyaha, which a person is dear to me, very dear to me. So when Krishna says this, what is he implying? He is implying that actually he is not recommending unemotionality. At present, our emotions are often caught in short-term material things. And Krishna wants us to have develop emotionally, to have love. But love is not just about either expressing emotions or concealing emotions. Love is about doing what our beloved wants us to do. No, doing whatever is required in that loving relationship. Love is a purposeful activity. It's not just stray emotionality. So that means in love something have to be done. So now here, when Arjuna was in the war field. At that time, his emotions had overwhelmed him and they were preventing him from doing his duty in service to Krishna. And in that context, and something similar can happen to us when we become overwhelmed by material emotions. And thus Krishna tells Arjuna and through him all of us that don't get carried away by material ups and downs. Don't let material emotions coming from worldly events distract you from your spiritual purpose. And one who does not let such material emotions become overwhelming, such a person becomes Bhaktiman. Bhaktiman means enriched with bhakti. Such a person becomes enriched with bhakti and that person can advance straight towards Krishna. So now, for example, when we are practicing bhakti, there are certain activities within the practice of bhakti which we may not like to do. So for example, Janmashtami, the appearance day of Krishna, we fast. Now we may not like fasting. Now, but that does not mean on Janmashtami day, we go around with a sullen face, resenting and grudging because we have to fast. Now, how are then we expressing our devotion to Krishna? On the jubilant day of his appearance, the way we express our affection for Krishna is by doing the necessary, by being as cheerful as possible and by absorbing ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna and the service of Krishna, and by refusing to give in the feelings of hunger and distress and some distress that might come because of the fasting, by not expressing those emotions and by not letting the expression of those emotions come in the way of our service, we can connect with Krishna, and by connecting with Krishna we can soon relish higher spiritual emotions that enable us to transcend material emotions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.